But people were, had tried to warn me that this was not the Allentown from 30 and 40 years ago, that this was an Allentown football team that had some talent and did have some athletes. That I think they'll Neptune in the end. They just have, I think, too much talent and too much speed. They'll find a way to win that game.
And Jackson right now trailing it 14-13 over Sayreville, another close one.
Yeah, and I thought that was a game where Jackson could be in trouble because Sayreville has a great running back in DeLon Stevenson. I thought if he busted a couple of big plays, Jackson was going to be in trouble because Jackson, I think, needs the game low scoring to win. But it sounds like Brandon Winston's having a big night and has been able to run the ball effectively for them. I still think, though, the higher that game gets scoring-wise, Jackson's going to be in trouble eventually. They got to keep that game to, like, around the low 20s, I think.
What do you have on Wall right now? Last I had, they were getting shut out by Steinert, right?
You told me. That's all I have on them. And Wall's been a team that's not playing good football right now. Defensively, they really have not played well in the last few weeks. The surprise is the zero, because Wall, you would look at Wall on offense with Steve Cluey, the quarterback, the receivers he has, the veteran senior offensive line. You thought they'd be able to put something together offensively. That's what's the surprising part to me. I thought if they'd lose, it'd be one of those 35-28 type games, not a 6-0 halftime score.
Well, it's always a interesting week, the first round of the playoffs, you know. Teams go in, you know, teams, you know, that are really not familiar with playing in the playoffs. It's just a different type of atmosphere, a little bit more pressure on the teams. RBC seems to have, absorbed some of that pressure. They lead it 20-6, right?
Yeah. And RBC, as we talked on the show last night, this was a game they had to win. Let's face it. They're not in non-public group four anymore. They're not playing Don Bosco. They're not playing Bergen Catholic. They're in non-public group three, which is a good group, but not the group that non-public group four is. And they're at home against a team that's 5-4. It was a game they had to win. They had to rise to the occasion tonight. Otherwise, their season would have been a disappointment.
And the other score I want to mention before I let you go, Point Pleasant Beach shutting out, right? 16-0.
And how about the job John Wagner has done with that program? This was a team that was 2-8 last year, 1-9 the year before. And it's just a lot of the same players. Right? It's a lot of the same players. It just shows you how maybe coaching, organization, getting players to buy into your system, players believing what you're telling them, that's all come to fruition at Point Pleasant Beach. And John Wagner, who had a great track record at Roselle Park, is showing he knows how to win, build programs, and build winning programs.
You know, John Wagner, to me, is putting together, you know, when you come time for postseason awards, he's putting together a Coach of the Year resume.
No question. Especially if they can win a first-round playoff game. And let's say they beat Shore Regional, say, on Thanksgiving. I mean, it's hard to argue with that right now, considering where Point Pleasant Beach has been.
Well, Steve, it's been a good first half here. 14-10 Barnegat in a crazy type of game. Like you say, if you're sitting in the locker room right now, you know, in your Point Pleasant Borough, you're talking to yourself, you know. The coaches have to be saying, how are we losing this football game, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you're Point Pleasant Borough, I think if you're Sean Henry and his coaching staff, I think you're just saying, we got to keep doing what we're doing, keep doing what we're doing offensively, and find a way to defend the fade pattern. If we defend the fade pattern, we're going to stop them, and we'll find a way to score. If I'm Sean Henry, that's all I'm telling my team right now. If I'm Rob Davis, I'm saying to myself and to my team, we got to find a way to get our defense off the field.
And I think they also have to try and run the ball a little bit, because eventually, you know, those passes could hurt you. He's only got 3 completions.
Yeah, 470 yards. Eventually, you're right. They got to establish a little bit of a running game just to give their defense a little bit of a rest.
What'd you say, 13 plays?
13
offensive plays for Barnegat. You know, it just didn't seem like it. And I've been watching the game. Seems like they've been on the field a little more than that. But, Steve, thanks a lot for joining me. And, you know, we look forward to the second half.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a very interesting second half.
Okay, guys, you are listening to Shore Conference State playoff action here at Barnegat High School, where they lead it 14-10 in the first half. Let's take a 3-minute timeout, and you are listening to High School Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Now is the perfect time to upgrade your sleep. Sleepy's biggest Simmons Beauty Rest sale ever is going on now through Veterans Day. You like saving lots of money? Get 50% off every Beauty Rest mattress in
7123.
Now, back to Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk.
And welcome back here at Barnegat High School. It is still halftime, and the teams will be making their way back on the field. Let's try and recap. Well, first of all, here it's Barnegat leading Point Barrow 14-10 at half. Neptune has a 27-17 lead on Allentown. Rumson having a tougher time than expected with Rahway. Rumson up just 6-0 at the half. Red Bank Catholic with a 20-6 lead over Pope John. Triton up 7-0 on Southern at the half. I'm scrolling through things here, and I'm having a little problem with my phone, which is not good. Jackson trails Sayreville 14-13 at the half.
Right. How about the Middletown South? Did you give that one, Kevin?
I did not.
35-14 at the half.
Shocking.
Northern Burlington laying it on the Eagles. Man, that is shocking.
Maybe we shouldn't be shocked. They're the number one seed.
Yeah, I know, but still.
We all picked Middletown South the number eight seed, and boy, do we look like idiots right now.
Six in a row, but we've been looking like idiots all year. So
that's true.
That don't mean anything, but it's just surprising because it's one of those teams where we know Middletown South, we know their program for the last 30 years, you know, but Northern Burlington, you know, what do we know about them? Well, we know, obviously, there must be a pretty good football team.
So this, you know, we build this game as contrasting styles, and boy, we were right on. I mean, the first half was the long passing game of Barnegat, the running game of Point Barrow.
I'm kind of surprised that, you know, they've only run 13 plays. That surprises me because, and that's obviously the case that they can't run the ball. Smithman hasn't really done anything, and, you know, and they really have not stopped the ground attack. You know, Barrow has stalled out every now and then, but, you know, they haven't really stopped the ground.
So what do you expect in the second half?
Well, I expect more of the same. Burrow, you know, like Steve said at halftime, if you're sitting in the Burrow locker room, you're saying to yourself, how are we losing this game? I don't think we have to make any adjustments. Maybe just play a little bit better secondary defense. You know, sometimes you don't really know the speed of your receivers that are coming at you. Now those secondary guys know how quick Moran is, how quick Salt is. They know the speed. Maybe they give them a little bit more room. But if you're Burrow, you just keep doing the same, running your option, getting all the backs involved. And for Barnegat, I think if they could run the football a little bit, it'll help the passing game, and then they could win this ball game.
Well, I assume we'll start soon. It seems like a rather long halftime. Of course, it is a little bit of a long haul to get back to the school here, but
no excuse.
No
get them out here.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get going.
Referees here. We're ready. Halftime interview's done. The ban ended 15 minutes ago. All the reporters are on the field.
The band is on dessert already. Are you kidding me? They've been gone for a long time.
Well, the snack bar is pretty popular here tonight because of this cold weather, selling a lot of hot chocolate and coffee.
Yeah, we could go for some right here.
Oh, could we?
Could you use a little hot chocolate right now, Ed?
I could use some French vanilla. If you know, there. Tell Brad that Wawa is not too far away. You know, that new Wawa right off the Barnegat exit.
Well, Brad said he was going to hit it on the way home.
Me too. That's exactly where I'll be. But the French vanilla hot chocolate out of the machine. Can't beat it.
Our broadcasting colleague Matt Harmon not with us tonight.
Any word from Matt?
Yes, I did hear from Matt as he crossed the Raritan Bridge just as we reached halftime.
Wow. Did you tell our listeners what he did today?
Matt does a lot of sporting events for the Northeast Conference, and he did the Northeast Conference men's soccer semifinals today from Fairfield, Connecticut. It was a doubleheader at 10-1, and his hope was to be in the car on the road at 4 and take 3 hours and get here at 7. Well, the second game featured Monmouth. It went into double overtime and penalty kicks. getting to his cardinal about 20-5, and then got caught in horrendous traffic. He said the parkway was like a parking lot, and then when he finally texted me, he said, "What should I do?" And I said, "It's called home." So
take the wall exit, and
he's actually going to work. He was going to work. One of his other jobs.
Hardest working guy in the Shore, that's for sure.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, you are. That's right.
Tell you what, the man puts a lot of miles on the car. I'll say that.
Yeah, you're traveling to those Monmouth University football away games. Although
tomorrow,
he's lucky. He's got two home games.
That's right. Tomorrow, Matt will be home. Well, not home, but Monmouth will be home to take on Albany, the Great Danes of Albany, a 12 o'clock kickoff at Kessler Field. And Matt and Eddie Iacopinti will broadcast that game on our Shore Sports Networks, 1160 and 1310 a.m.
I believe you're on the PA tomorrow, aren't you?
I will be the voice of the Hawks tomorrow at the PA at Kessler Field. And then Sunday night, we have Jets football on 105.7 The Hawk right here. The Jets and the New England Patriots, an 8:20 kick, and we'll be on that one at about 7:30, and that should be a dandy. Barnegat, Point Burrow, both back on the field, and I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick timeout, and we'll come back, and hopefully we'll be ready for the second half. Let's take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now is the perfect time to upgrade your sleep. Sleepy's biggest Simmons Beauty Rest sale ever is going on now through Veterans Day. You like saving lots of money? Get 50% off every Beauty Rest mattress in the store, with queen sets starting at just $3.99. Save 50% off the Simmons Phenom and Legend collections, the most comfortable Beauty Rest mattresses anywhere. And only Sleepy's offers you our exclusive 8-year comfort guarantee. So you're assured of restful, rejuvenating sleep for years to come. So hurry in for details to one of Sleepy's 700 convenient locations during Sleepy's biggest Simmons Beauty Rest sale ever, now through Veterans Day. Call 1-800-SLEEPY's for locations or shop online at sleepys.com. A mattress is one of the most important purchases of your lifetime. So make the right choice. Choose the professionals. Sleepy's, the mattress professionals.
Trust Sleepy's.
Gateway Toyota Scion is proud to be a part of the Jersey Shore community and a sponsor of tonight's high school sports coverage. Gateway's community involvement includes such programs as Ocean County VestaCop, Lacey Rescue Squad, sponsorship of the local Little League, high school athletic departments, high school booster clubs, and much more. Once again, good luck to all the high school athletes from Gateway Toyota Scion. Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 in Toms River. As they say, we love to help.
Change is coming. It might be the weather, it might be a wet road, and changing to Firestone tires can help you navigate it. Come to the Firestone Tire Sale for our best prices on Firestone tires. Change is coming.
Let the tire experts at Bayville Auto Care make sure you are safe for the upcoming winter driving season. Stop by and see them today on Route 9 in Bayville and save $25 off any set of Firestone tires. Bayville Auto Care, expert repairs with personal service.